folks. John Madden here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. I mean, I love this guy.
Come on, that's the best.
Is that John Candy?
No.
John Madden.
Didn't it sound like John Madden?
Did it sound like John Candy too?
No, it didn't.
Did. Totally. You could see the both. You could see his face right now. If you ever play that again, the audio back, you could definitely see the same guy.
No,
hey, folks, John Madden here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. I mean, I love this guy.
John Candy all day.
Well, you know who it is. You know who it is. I can't think of his name. The comedian that does John Madden.
Oh, is it
on Fox?
Oh.
I can't think of his name. It'll come to me. Maybe it'll be dropped down from the sky into a little bubble into Frank Caliendo.
It wouldn't be John Madden because he doesn't fly. He takes a bus everywhere, so he's definitely not dropping anything out of nowhere.
All right, here's another one of my complaints, bitches, problems. For the next hour, let's make this radio show great again because I have a lot of things to vent about. Major League Baseball has proposed some changes.
Okay.
To the Mickey Mouse. MLB.
Like the 10-run rule or whatever they call
those? They're proposing seven-inning doubleheaders.
Seven-inning, oh.
Little softball rules.
Okay.
Runner starting at second base in extra innings. So in the top of the 10th, you're going to put... Now, I don't know. They haven't said.
So it's like football. They moved up the goal. Or the,
right.
Okay.
Now, my question would be, like in softball, I believe it was, back when I played, whoever made the last out then went and ran at second base.
Okay.
Will MLB, because they'd like to change the rules, allow you to put anybody you want? And can you call Ricky Henderson out of the stands?
You can call Ian Beckel's son out. He'll run from second.
But I think he's much bigger. He may run me over now.
He might.
Which I welcome.
Or he's more athletic. He'll jump over you.
He could. Nobody would jump over me, though.
No.
No, they wouldn't because I tag him out. I'm not getting – I got run over. I kind of enjoyed it, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
What if Pete Rose coming at you during an All-Star exhibition game? Were you standing in the line of fire?
I would probably be put out for the rest of my life, like he did Ray Fosse, but I guarantee you he'd be out.
He'd hold on to the ball?
My dad, one of the greatest baseball coaches of all time.
The one with the boobs?
No, if he had boobs. Oh, okay. If he had boobs, he'd
be out. The same guy. Yeah, that's the same guy.
He taught us to use both hands. So, you know, you cover the glove with your other hand. So when you get trucked and rolled over, you're still holding onto the ball. And he would be what we like to call out. I would have welcomed that.
Round one's down. Neil Magny.
I tweeted this person. I tweeted ESPN as well.
Okay.
Okay. Pat Miletich was going to be on today to talk about the
The documentary coming up.
I'm going to let it slide.
Okay.
You know, to let this whole thing, because he doesn't want to really talk about him being let go by LFA.
Sure.
So, Mark, I don't know how you pronounce his name, Ramondi.
Sounds like a fighter.
Who I have seen at the UFCs forever.
Uh-huh.
At ESPN, he's much this, he's much that.
Okay.
Here is his headlines, and I'm pretty pissed about it. I'm not pissed because it's Pat Miletich.
Okay.
Just like I said, I wasn't pissed about it being Warren Sapp. I'm pissed at what they write. And it just so happens to be about somebody that I know and like.
Okay.
The headlines that this guy at ESPN wrote, UFC Hall of Famer Pat Miletich says he lost job for being at riot.
Okay.
I was pretty confident before I said anything that Pat Miletich never said that. I would bet your house that Pat Miletich never said he lost his job at LFA for being at the riot.
Okay.
I, being the professional that I am,
you are.
I texted Pat Miletich, and I asked him, did you say you lost your job for being at the riot? And I believe his quote was, what do you think? Pat Miletich was not at a riot.
Right.
Pat Miletich was at a protest.
Right.
Now, a riot might have broke out.
Along with millions of other people. There was a lot of people. A few people breached the Capitol.
Just like over last summer, with all that BLM and all that stuff, that started out as, and many were at, a protest.
Sure.
And it turned into a riot and who can steal big screen TVs and sneakers. So it kind of bothered me, but it's bait and switch and all that stuff all the time. And Pat Miletich never said that he got fired from LFA because he was at a riot. Again, kind of bothered me.
I understand. But that's the problem. Like, you get one-sided from all these media guys. They don't know jack.
Well, it's not one-sided. Do you think that they would have got as many clicks on their
website? No, of course not. No, it's clickbait. It's clickbait. Yeah, it's shocking. It's shock value.
So I saw this from numerous people, and Emily Diaz had this on Twitter, that they found it interesting, and we're going to go back to the Cleveland Brown Kansas City Chiefs game, that they called the Cleveland Brown helmet-to-helmet hit where he got suspended, where he ripped the helmet off and bashed the Steeler over there.
Rudolph?
Yeah.
Randolph? Rudolph?
But it didn't happen when it went helmet, you know, on Sunday. I found it pretty interesting. I thought it was pretty good.
Okay. Whoa, we got a fight. We got a fight, Randy Harris. Look at this. Look at that control.
Talk us through it.
This is a scrap. It's Kess is on top.
But don't do play-by-play, though. don't do play-by-play. Just kind of update us on what's going on. We're halfway through round two. Chiesa looking good. Neil Magny, a ground guy as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think Chiesa and I are like the same person, except he has a beard, which is glorious.
No, he's a much nicer, more loyal friend.
I wouldn't say that. He's never driven you anywhere. Has he ever taken you to?
You tried to run out of gas on Alligator Alley.
Well,
Back to something that happened and not a single person has really talked about?
Some ground and pound from Chiesa on the towel.
The kidney punch.
Control.
The kidney punch that the New Orleans Saint player threw and hit one of the Buccaneers and didn't get called for it. It was.
Sign him up. He's coming to the NFL or the UFC after the NFL.
Do you care that the Lightning and the Tampa Bay Raptors are not allowing fans right now?
No.
You don't care?
Not really. No.
All right, so
do you miss like the actual crowds of like the?
I don't miss anything.
Sporting events.
Honestly, I don't miss going to sporting events. I don't miss
the traffic.
Watching
the overpriced concessions.
I don't miss any of it. Now, when it comes back, will I go again? Most likely. Will I go to another UFC at some point? Most likely. But I really don't miss it. I almost want to say it's like a different life.
It is. It is, right.
And if it doesn't get back to it, it doesn't get back to it. You know, it's kind of like an athlete. You know, they play NFL, they play MLB, whatever, for 6, 8, 10, 14 years. And it's a hard adjustment to not playing anymore.
For sure.
But then all of a sudden, it's 15 years later and you don't miss it.
They don't even think about it.
So I saw a tweet from Ralph Garcia from World Class Fight League.
Yep.
Where somebody got promoted. And I know I've talked about this before. He has defended, I'm going to rip this again.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of this.
Okay? Promoted as far as like belts or?
You get promoted by belt and you run the gauntlet. And that's where you literally run from one side. Most people know what the gauntlet is. In New Orleans back in the day, when they ran the gauntlet, they filled their socks with rolls of quarters.
Oh,
and it was back into, and they got in trouble and, lost draft picks.
I think Sam Alvey, Smiling Sam Alvey, just got promoted to brown belt. And then he went through the gauntlet on his Instagram page.
Here's what I don't like.
Okay.
The guy who ran the gauntlet said he had no problems with it. I don't understand. I was in the military when we made rank. Everybody from your rank and above did what's called tack it on.
Or hazing.
All hazing.
Or
no, it's hazing.
Or badge of honor. Or
but we would tack it on where you would literally come and punch the guy in the arm, on the sleeve, where the...
I know where you're going with this.
One guy had his arm broke.
I know where you're going with this.
Because they didn't like this guy, and I remember his name like it was yesterday.
That's not what I thought.
And no, I'm going where you think I am.
Okay.
What I have a problem with, you make black belt, you make blue belt, you make gold, green, red,
white belt slapping the crap out of your back. Like
now, this guy said that he didn't have any issues with it.
Okay.
That if they rolled with him, then it's part of the thing.
Okay.
My thing is, it's also an honor and all that, and it's an honor to make the next belt.
Sure.
And I just think it's ridiculous that a white belt would slap or tack on. That's like letting a seaman apprentice tack on a first-class petty officer's crown.
A seaman what?
Apprentice.
Moving along.
Whatever. You think the stupidest stuff
I don't know. Right. You Navy guys and all your seamen. That's weird.
You're an idiot.
It's weird. It's just weird.
I have a problem with that.
Yeah, because they didn't earn the right to slap a black belt.
What he's saying is that they did earn the right because they rolled with him, they this with him. I just think that there should be something that belt and a bluff and above.
That's the respect thing.
A white belt, slapping on a 19-degree black belt to me just doesn't make sense.
And the reality of it is the white belts are the most dangerous in the entire gym. Yeah, they're the ones that don't know the techniques. They're right. the ones that use the ego. They're right. So usually they get hurt, like if they do the hip toss or the throws. That's when they actually get hurt celebrating the rank because the younger guys don't know how to do it right. So, yeah, I'm with you, Randy. I think you got to earn that right, and it should be your belt and up.
Right, your belt and up.
That's
and,
it.
And that, I will always believe that. I understood.
What are we at, round three?
He was the first one. He was the first one. Stop.
I'm just excited. I think we should broadcast our show live every UFC fight.
If I could find a quality, capable co-host, I would consider
it. I'm right here, and I'm excited about this fight. And I'm excited about the McGregor fight coming up on the 23rd.
We will talk about that when we return. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza. I cannot wait for Tuesday to go to
shoulder.
Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Puckett's Store Fixtures, located at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Saturday, in the turn of the notorious one, February 20th.
Okay.
It is a Saturday.
All right.
It is a UFC, and it is Andrei Arlovsky getting back in the octagon.
For his 486th fight?
I think so.
Wow.
Is that not crazy? It's just, honestly, I thought when we saw him in Fort Lauderdale, that was his last fight.
It should have been his last fight.
It should, but again, who are we to say when to stop fighting?
Who did he fight down there? Teixeira? Did he fight Glover?
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you what time I walked into this place. I'm going to remember a fight that was 3 years ago.
You probably forgot the one that was on earlier.
I did. I don't even remember 2020. Right. I didn't even remember what year it was that
I think a lot of people have forgotten that year. I mean, it's already...
Well, because nothing happened.
There's so much pain.
Right.
So much, like, you know, fear and so much anxiety and, like, the world upside down. But what's going to be crazy is, like, find an old jacket or pants in a closet.
That fit?
No, that have a mask in it. And you're going to find it in 5 years or 10 years. And, you know, what that feeling is going to be like to go, you know, to reminisce. Like, oh, my God. Like, when the world shut down.
Conor McGregor back in the octagon. Did you see he's being sued?
By
a female?
For?
It didn't say. I'm sure it's from the things that we've read about for millions. Now, again, just because you're not...
He's always got a target on his back. He'll always have that everywhere he goes.
Celebrities and athletes always do.
Always.
And that's why you have to be very careful. And we've all put ourselves in that situation. I've put myself in that situation.
It's like Jameis Winston putting himself in an Uber. You know, after he's been drinking at a club. Like, why would you do that if you're making $20 million
or a
season?
Seafood buffet.
Huh?
Or a seafood buffet.
What do you mean?
Where they have crab legs.
No, that was at Publix. And that was a hookup.
Which I don't hold him responsible.
Do you know how many times you'll be arrested if you walked out of here without paying?
Just here. Can you imagine everywhere
just here.
Else?
We call that a hookup. Yeah. Like, oh, my boy works at the seafood department.
Yeah, all the time.
Hook it up.
Well, that's like, you know, Florida State University, which is Free Shoes University. It was a hookup through the back door.
Yeah, that's what the Wark, Peter Wark, that was his big downfall.
Now, again, it still is stealing.
Of course.
You know, whether it's a hookup or not.
Well, if it's done by the owner. But it's still, I mean, technically, I mean, I know with the law enforcement, like the police officers coming here, I'm always trying to give them free food for their service for what they do. And they can't take it. They have to pay. No, they do. They insist. They must pay.
It's not true.
They pay every time.
I'm not saying that they don't.
I don't think I've ever given a police officer something for free and they accepted it.
I've given numerous food to police officers, gift certificates. You know, the same with, I went to give some nurses at a hospital in St. Pete.
Uh-huh.
And they said that, you know, they can't accept. And I gave them two gift cards to a local restaurant and they took it.
Okay.
So.
Because I guess from their standpoint, it looks like you're buying favoritism and bribing. Yeah. And
well, that was the whole thing. We watched the TV show Bull last night. I don't know if you watched that at all.
From Night Court? The security guard?
It's Harry died. It's Dr. Phil, supposedly, and it's the guy who left NCIS. Well, it was basically the same thing. There was three patients, and the head doctor told the next doctor to do surgery on this one person. She went and did something to prolong it and then operated on somebody else when the first patient died.
Oh.
But then they found out that the head guy took somebody that wasn't really even that injured, who happened to have known the person.
So they mistakenly took the wrong gurney or wrong person to surgery?
No, they just took the person who shouldn't have gone first.
How often does that happen?
I'm sure it happens. Yeah. That they take the wrong gurney?
Yeah, take the wrong person for the wrong room, to the wrong operating table.
I don't think that happens often. No, there's so many checks and balances. It still probably happens, but that's why, you know, they mark where the surgery's on. You know, you're supposed to check, you're supposed to sign. But I'm not going to say it hasn't happened. I'm sure people had the wrong arms amputated and
wrong organ taken out or
whatever.
Wow.
You just want to be careful. You know, you don't want to take that heart out because it's something, you know, that you
could use. Well, yours is probably like gristled. Like, what do they call that?
I don't know.
Fossilized.
Stoned.
Fossilized.
and I'm okay with that. So Conor returns. Are you hyped about
it? Oh, yeah.
Are you?
Dude, he calls it his island. Did you see his post yesterday?
No, but did you see how he got there?
By Rolls Royce.
It's an island.
Well, he just bought a new Rolls Royce, and it's spectacular.
What's a nice way to call you a moron? what word can I use?
McDummy. McDummy.
You can't drive a Rolls Royce to an island.
There's Rolls Royces on the island. How did it get there?
The same way he did, by boat. Most fly in. He came in on a yacht.
So So John Madden could never broadcast live from the Yaz Island.
Yeah, he could come by yacht.
Did he take yachts?
He came by
yacht. I thought he only traveled by motorboat or motorcade or whatever they call that? The RVs. But like, but yes, I am excited about the fight. I think it's the greatest name of all names in the combat sport of all. It's what everybody wants to see.
The greatest name in all names in combat sports.
Nobody sells more tickets than Conor McGregor.
There's two different things that you said.
He's the biggest draw. He's the biggest talent. He's the biggest showman.
All right, now you're just...
He's not drinking.
Hold on. You just said he's the biggest talent?
Yeah, he's the biggest talent.
He's not the biggest talent.
Watch what he dominates Poirier next week. He's going to crush him. It's going to dominate him.
And what is he going to do if Khabib proves out to not be telling the truth?
He knocked out Cerrone with 3 shoulder strikes.
Can I finish my question?
Then hugged his mom.
Can I finish the question before I fire you?
Of course.
Or should I fire you first and then ask the question?
No.
Okay. If Khabib turns out to not be telling the truth and he does come back and he fights Conor McGregor, which he swore he would never do.
Conor wins.
You can't honestly think that.
Look at Conor's body.
It don't matter.
Look at his physique. He says that he was drinking all the way up into the Khabib fight. He wasn't focused.
He was probably drinking between rounds, allegedly.
I believe him. I believe him that he's focused. I think you're going to see the best Conor McGregor that you've ever seen on the 23rd. And if it does set up that trilogy with Khabib, I think you're going to see the domination.
Isn't the trilogy a third fight?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, wouldn't this be like the Quinella? They've only fought once, right?
Khabib and McGregor?
Yeah.
I thought they fought twice.
I believe they've only fought once.
Did they fight twice?
I don't think so. I don't remember yesterday, so it could have happened. But no, I think they've only fought once.
Really? Are you sure?
I'm not sure of anything.
I feel like they fought twice.
When? When?
I thought he lost and they did the rematch and he lost again.
Well, he definitely lost.
Right, because Khabib's undefeated.
Right. So it is an easy way to figure that out.
Is only one fight?
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. Like McGregor's the best in the division, and now the mental he's focused, and I think you're gonna see the talent that he is. I think he's the most underrated superstar right now.
Oh, I don't.
They've written him off. They've said he's washed up. He's already moved on.
I don't think they've ever said he's washed up, but I don't think he's massively underrated.
And from our president Shane Grossman, I am nicer than Chiesa.
Why's that?
He has never made me dinner. That is words from our president of the Randy regime, Shane Grossman. Kiesa has never made him dinner. I have. Advantage, Naked Pizza Man.
Yeah, but you said that this is the trilogy.
Is it not the third fight?
No, it's the second.
Okay, well, he wins the second then. He wins the rematch.
What would you like to wager?
I'll wager your house.
My house against your house?
No, against Sean's.
No.
Which is your other house.
No, I will make you whatever wager you want.
Okay.
That they're zero chance.
Whatever you want to, what do you want to wager?
Of course, I would have said there's zero chance that Khabib would fight him again. But money talks, and if my dad had breasts, it'd be my mom.
Well, I think Dana and Khabib went and had a private talk the other day.
Well, they showed it, yeah.
And then Dana said it's dead. There's absolutely no GSP fight. That's not on the table. There's not even a chance.
He said that Khabib said that he was going to watch the fight this weekend, and then if it interests him, that he would
consider it.
That's why you never say.
Never.
Never.
But that's why these guys.
I've never said I'll never fire you again.
That's true.
Because I know it's inevitable.
But the thing is, like, with the contracts and the negotiations, you have more leverage when you're a free agent or you're not under obligation or you're not committed. So these guys jump in and out of retirement every year to get better strategies.
Get better deals.
Like,
no doubt.
Henry Cejudo is not coming. Henry Cejudo is not retiring. He's the best at what he does in his divisions.
But you can't go away in the prime of your career where Henry Cejudo was, where Conor might have been.
The only person I believe staying in retirement is Phillip Rivers because nobody wants him.
Don't be so sure.
Well, where's he going to go?
Send him to Miami.
Maybe he could be the backup for Alabama's quarterback.
Wherever he ends up going.
Or the fourth place. I mean, Alabama's first three are pretty good. Let's go like fourth place on Alabama's.
You wouldn't take Phillip Rivers as a backup? I don't think he wants to do it. But I then mean, again, hold on a second. If you had 43 children like Philip Rivers does,
you got
to
work.
You want to work. Yeah, you have to work.
Or you're back bagging groceries with Kurt Warner.
No, he doesn't have to work.
Is Kurt Warner still a stock boy?
He has it. He's made plenty of money, so he doesn't have to work. But do you really want to stay home with your 42 kids?
you need to
find something to do. Yeah. That's why you probably played this year. And again, that's just a legend. All right, let's go ahead.
He could never be an Amazon driver. He's not accurate. Delivered to the wrong house.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, looking for a new Coco host and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Tommy, this is Terrell Owens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
Who are you smiling about?
If you're a UFC fighter, does it matter if you win or if you win by unanimous decision? Does a split decision bother you if you're a fighter? Or is the W all that matters on the record?
I could answer either way. I don't think it really matters, but yeah, don't you want to dominate, you know, all three judges?
That's the goal, right?
I would imagine the fighter would feel the same as I do when I'm judging. Okay. When I hear split decision, I kind of get, you know, because I know that the way I judge, I'm adamant that I judge the right person has won, but it doesn't mean the other two did.
Right. Sure.
And
if you're the odd man out and the other two saw it one way, then you look like the guy who was on favoritism or didn't know what you're doing.
Yeah, it's not necessarily showing favoritism. It's, you know, your first response is he didn't know what he was doing. You know, they didn't know what they were looking for. So I'm sure that they think that, but you want to do a spoiler? You don't want to do a spoiler. Well, it don't matter. By the time people...
Yeah, I mean, you can do a spoiler. It's already updated on ESPN on the website as a check mark. For round five, by unanimous decision, Michael Chiesa.
Did it say scores? I'd be curious. You know, because again, you know, when you're not watching and
a lot of... It says significant strikes.
I don't care about that. I just
24 out of 52.
I don't care about that.
Okay.
47, 48.
It didn't say.
All right. I'll have the scorecard probably by the time the show is over. So let's turn this off.
But do you like the fights on during the daytime though? You enjoy the daytime?
Yeah, I do.
No.
Yeah, I mean, because that way I can go to sleep at a normal hour.
True.
You know, I can't stand trying to stay awake. I fall asleep. I miss rounds. I miss fights. Some good fights this weekend. Some names that we know. Some friends of the show.
Yeah. Khalil Roundtree's fighting. He's fighting the light heavyweight division.
Yep.
He's on the prelim card.
He is. Juliana Pena and Sarah McMahon. Our buddy Brad Tavares is fighting.
And our hometown Tampa Bay Matt the Steamroller Fiola.
Yep, who has been in here. Good guy. Jessica I and Joanne Calderwood. I just love talking to Joanne. I love the accent.
Oh, you got to.
Dan Hooker, Michael Chandler.
Big fight.
You know, Michael Chandler.
Long time success.
That big acquisition.
Yeah, front of Bellator, right?
Yep.
So coming over. This is his debut for the UFC? Wow, this is a big fight. Dan Hooker, he's a tough guy.
He is.
Tough kickboxer, long reach.
And then, of course, this
is McGregor's coming out party.
Well, it's not because he's been out.
Yeah, but he's coming back. He's coming back to claim his spot on the top, on the throne.
And again, I want to be clear. I want to be crystal clear. Is there any other way? Crystal, just like, you know, a few good men. My thoughts of what Conor McGregor has done outside of the octagon has nothing to do with my thoughts of what he has done inside the octagon.
Well, sure. Like John Jones, external, internal.
All of them. I mean,
shooting boars out of helicopters.
Which I think is awful.
Why?
Why?
Why? It's a sport.
What's a sport?
Shooting boars.
Out of helicopters.
Why not? A big game? Like, do you shoot elephants and tigers and lions? Oh, my.
Did you go and you may not know the answer.
Okay.
Reach out to John Jones. Did they land the helicopter and get the meat?
I don't know.
Well, that needs to be known.
So otherwise, just a senseless killing.
If it's a senseless killing, it's...
What if it's an overgrowth of wild boar and they're trying to limit the population?
Okay.
They're killing pythons down in the Everglades.
I understand that.
Same thing.
Right. Well, it's not the same thing unless you know it's the same thing.
No,
I'm trying not to be smart.
I don't know it's the same
thing. Then it's not the same thing.
But if he doesn't eat the meat, does it matter? Do you care?
I do care.
Really?
Yes, I do care.
Really?
Yeah. I'm okay with, and again, who cares what I'm okay with and not okay with, you know, hunting. If you're taking what you kill and eat it.
But the sport of hunting, it's about marksmanship. It's about target hitting the moving target. It's not so much about eating the food. It's not like the caveman days where you hunt and gather and you prepare food to survive. It's a sport.
Then I think anybody who is okay with that as a sport should all get together. Okay? All hunters should get together.
And shoot each other.
Well, I was gonna make it worse.
Like Dick Cheney.
I was gonna make it worse than what you just said. I'm saying bring all the hunters together and then take all of their families and release them.
Oh.
And then you hunt them.
That's called the Hunger Games, and that's already been done.
I've never seen that, so I don't know.
But didn't Dick Cheney get shot by Bobby Knight? Didn't Bobby Knight, like, they were hunting and didn't shoot him?
I thought allegedly Dick Cheney shot somebody.
They had a red hat on.
Yeah,
they were hunting trip.
Yeah, I think senseless killing is senseless killing. You know, to each his own.
Well, it's like the PETA thing. It's like, where do you draw the line? Like, okay, you know,
if you're going to eat it,
you'll eat chicken, you'll eat this, but you'll stop at horse or you'll stop at...
I'll eat horse.
Kangaroo or, you know, like.
I would eat anything. I don't care. I said this publicly and I mean it. If you would have ran out of gas when we went down to the Super Bowl in Miami and we were stuck on Alligator Alley, there is zero chance that you got out alive. Because I would have killed you, I would have started a fire, and I would have eaten the non-inked arm. I don't know if, well, they're both inked.
Well, this one still has a lot of blank space.
All right, I'd eat you the fingers.
It'd be like
chicken fingers. I bet it tastes like chicken.
It'd be like the Renaissance Festival. You could take this connected at the elbow. Then you have like the big club of like steak, you know, like those little turkey legs.
Yeah. I would eat it. If I was on a dessert and I was going to die from lack of food, you are a dead man.
Okay.
Sorry.
Fair enough.
You know, and you know I don't say stuff just to say it. I'm not like you. I say what I believe. It may not be the truth, but I say what I believe.
Now, out of your conditioning of how many buffets you have attended, like, would you go back for seconds, even after the rescue vehicle had arrived?
I don't know what you taste like.
Probably pizza. There's a 99% chance. Aren't you, you are what you eat, right? That's what they say.
If your arm tasted like pizza, I would eat your other
arm. I would like to know, what's up with the butter bean with my face photoshopped on it from the Presidente? Like, what was that? Like, making fun of me because I'm fat?
Well, first of all...
Is it making fun of butter bean?
No, it's not butter bean. It's we're making fun of you. and it's not we, it's me.
Oh, okay.
I reached out to Shane Grossman, who put a couple funny photos up of... You know, the clan here. Can I still say the word clan?
I don't think so.
Clan is group.
Don't think that's allowed.
I can say our clan.
I wouldn't write it down.
I'll write it down.
Can't use the word, the letter K. You got to use C.
Our clan. So he made a goof photo of our clan.
Okay.
And I reached out to Shane Grossman, not to throw him under the bus. I did it and said, you're doing this all wrong. You're putting the mug of... whatever I can call you publicly, on the wrong bodies. It needs to be on Roy Nelson.
Well, Big Country.
Now, he might have done one with Butterbean as well. Yeah. I like Butterbean more, to be honest.
And then he wrote McDummy, and I was like, you're so close to Grossman to be a comedic guy. It would have been so epic if he would have wrote McTummy. Right? He was so close. He's one letter away. If this was like Wheel of Fortune, they would have been like,
It could have been funny.
But if he could have put McTummy, he would have dominated. I would have like shared that meme.
All right. Since I don't really care who wins next Saturday, okay. I will take the other person who you obviously you're going to take Connor.
Oh, of course. He's going to dominate. He's going to make Dustin look silly.
All right. It's a main event, 5 rounds.
First round.
It was first round last time.
First round.
I say he gets out of the first round. Poirier gets out of the first round.
Domination.
All right, so is that our bet?
First round.
So our bet is that I'm saying he's going to get out of the first round.
Okay.
You're saying first round.
I say first round.
Okay. If you win, pizza is on you here at Torta Pizza.
Done.
Okay.
And if I win,
no, I just said it. If you win, pizza is on you at Torta Pizza. If I win... Dinner at Burns is on you.
I'm not allowed at Burns. They don't like red mohawk guys like me.
I think they don't like you.
They have a dress code, apparently. I showed up in a suit, and they're like, sir.
You're so full of crap.
No, I had my armor on, like the metal like gladiator.
Okay, here.
Like, you have to have a suit, sir, to enter. And I get the suit of armor. They're like, get out.
The only good part of that stupidity is it's break time. Thank goodness. Let's go hit our last break of the afternoon. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Joe Gervicious, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hello again. Hello.
Hello. Hello again. What was a Tampa Bay Buccaneer? Once a Buccaneer, always a Buccaneer?
Not necessarily.
Once a president, always a president?
Unless it's taken from you.
Once a Marine, always a Marine?
That's true.
Shout out to Shane Grossman for the updated meme. The Knockout Radio McTummy is now available online. And that thanks for the updated the before photo for the next pizza diet challenge that I just started today, featuring the GNAT, the new fitness exercise apparatus of the world. And I mean the world.
Okay, whatever.
It's the greatest thing ever.
Whatever.
So as you guys know, I invented the pizza diet. And this is to complement the pizza diet, the nutrition side of what I've already done with science and macronutrients and tracking. I now have in my possession, on the back of my red Jeep Gladiator sitting outside my restaurant, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete, is the only GNAT vertical wall training system east of Colorado. Now, what makes that different than all the other apparatuses?
What makes it different from ones west of Colorado?
Well, because there's none out there either. There's only three mobile devices in the entire country, and I happen to have one here. So the only other two are in Colorado. And what it does, Randy, is it puts you at a vertical plane to train, putting you into the sympathetic nervous system. So no other workout can do so. What that does is it activates all 603 muscles simultaneously, giving you the advantage of training altitude without being in altitude. So Tito Ortiz, actually call Tito. Let's drive this to his house because he sleeps in a hyperbaric chamber. He trains in altitude tents.
So does Ryan Bader, and he lives a little closer to us. Can
Arizona?
We go there instead?
He's in Arizona. We'll stop there on the way.
Arizona's closer than California.
It's
look at a map.
It's on the way to WrestleMania.
WrestleMania's in Tampa.
Well, it is now.
Oh, my God.
But I made the itinerary before they made the change,
okay.
Randy Harris.
Okay.
But here's what we'll do. Let's
Matt McTummy.
Let's drive the GNAT and the G-Gladiator, the G-Nadiator, or the Gladiator, and we'll tour the country, go to every pizzeria, we'll rate them, we'll be in quest of the world's healthiest pizza. We'll find the healthiest people that own, operate pizzerias, athletes, boxers, champions, winners, Olympians. We'll work them out. We'll light little fires to get people interested in their fitness and their health. And we'll do it on the back of a Jeep.
I just want you to light fires so I can make s'mores.
Here's what I'm going to do, Randy. Here's, I'm going to come to your house. I'm going to train you on this 3 days a week. I'm going to come by. I'm going to pull up. And in 5 minutes, I'll give you the best workout you could ever get anywhere else without any impact, decompressing, open your spine, connecting you psychologically.
Okay,
mentally.
First and foremost, okay? I'm willing to make you another bet.
Okay.
Okay? I will bet you anything you want.
Okay.
Anything you want.
Anything I want?
Anything you want.
Okay.
That I would do that for the 5 minute, because I did it the other day from your guy.
Yeah.
I will bet you anything you want that I can do the 5 minute workout 3 days a week longer than you will drive to my house 3 days a week.
Oh, I'll come.
That's my bet.
Then I get to go through the storage lock here, and I get to select one artifact from your collection for my personal collection.
And what do I get when you miss a day, when you don't come?
You'll have an empty space for a new artifact.
I have an empty space.
Because I'm taking Jesus' sandals from your storage shed.
I did it the other day, and I liked it. It's 5 minutes.
And it's no impact. It doesn't. You don't feel like
I don't care about any of that stuff.
That's important.
No, I know it's important.
At your age,
I know it's important.
You could fart and break a hip. we have to be extra careful in these years.
I get all that, but I'm not trying to blow smoke. I can do almost anything for 5 minutes. I could do Styles G. White's stupid workouts for 5 minutes.
the somersault or backflip where he lands on his neck?
That's my favorite video
ever. I can fix him.
No, I don't want that fixed.
No, after he breaks his neck, I can fix him. I'll put him back together.
He does a flip and then he smashes his face. No, you know, I was doing his, what's that, the hottest thing where you lift the dumbbells and you...
Oh, yeah.
I forget what it's called.
I had a CrossFit.
CrossFit.
Yeah.
So he had us do these like rows on a row machine and then run around the building.
Yeah, nobody wants to do that.
Well, I didn't run. I walked.
I can get you a better epoch, a better metabolic rate at rest doing this. And all you do is holding yourself on position. And you're training the sympathetic nervous system that you can't train.
I do think, and you know me, I'm only going to speak the truth. I do think you need to do it more than once every 6 months.
No, for sure.
Because like I did it the other day. It was great, but it didn't do anything for me.
You have to continue to train. It's like taking a hike in the woods. Everything's raw terrain. So every time you re-stimulate those parts of the mind, then it creates like breaking off branches and compacting the path. And then it becomes a pathway. So it's easier to navigate every time you re-stimulate that part of the mind.
So what's the object of you taking a piece of metal and putting it on the back of a $60,000, $70,000 vehicle? What's the object? What are you trying to do?
Marketing. I mean, what better showpiece? I mean, you know, I can't go anywhere without anyone asking me what that is. That creates opportunity of engagement.
I disagree. I think more people are going to say, what the hell are you doing?
Well, they see me doing it. I literally pull on the
you
beach.
Pull over at the red light and you just do it?
I did it in a Home Depot parking lot in a full suit. I did it at the beach, at the Benty Davis in the sand. It's mobile. I can bring it to you. And you know who's going to benefit the most? Firefighters, police, military, because they carry extra weight on their bags. They carry 40 pounds, 50 pounds, like weight belts and their gear and all the things they carry. So what they do is this allows them to train sympathetically. It allows them to use all the involuntary muscles connected equally. And so it helps them. So when they're in stressful situations, they don't get injured while they're in that mindset. Because once your body gets control and you're safe and you're back to normal, it kicks you out of sympathetic into parasympathetic. So military, fire departments. In fact, today I'm going to go to Station 13. I'm taking it to Rob Terry, the WWE, the freak. I'm going to bring pizza. I'm going to bring them healthy nutrition. And I'm going to bring them a workout to get them fit and healthy. And I'm going to change lives, man. And we can do this on the road nationwide and stop at every one of your UFC fighters' gyms and train. Oh, look at that. Did I get dubbed? Oh, we're a few good men.
I
miss my braided, my dual motive.
I think I'm a Lieutenant JG and you're a convict. I think you're on trial.
Do you miss the double braided mohawk? Should I go single braid or double for the Super Bowl?
I don't miss either one. I don't miss either one. Well, you know what tickets are, don't you?
$42,000.
Oh, it's crazy. It's great. Why don't we make a wager for Super Bowl?
Here's what we'll do. We'll load up the Gladiator with pizza. We'll show up with the gym. We're like, hey, we're here to train. You know, the athletes will be.
We're here for Tom Brady and the Bucks.
Not that guy. But like, we're here for the other Bucks. I mean, we're delivering this to the goat. We're just to drive in. Who's gonna stop us? We have a gym on our truck.
Oh my God.
We look official.
I was told, and I told you this off the air, if you go, it's an app, I think it's like NFL One or something like that, you can get free tickets to the NFL experience, where typically you've had to pay.
Sure.
This is probably the first year because most people aren't going to go.
And it was really cool last year.
It was
neat. NFL experience was cool, you know.
You know, you get a couple freebies, some towels.
I think I ran the 40-yard dash in
2 weeks.
14 days.
Yeah, I think it was 2 weeks.
Yep. 2 weeks.
It's funny that we both said the exact same time. So you can go on there. I went and grabbed some tickets for Wednesday and the following Friday. And it'll be cool just to go out there and, you know, experience. It's outside. So if you're worried, wear the mask, wear a double mask, wear whatever you need to do. Don't hide. You know, stay masked up, but just don't hide.
What, hide from the virus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying get out.
Go back to life. I mean, we got to resume life at some point.
Well, we're all going to die.
Yes. Inevitable.
You know, you don't want.
That's the goat.
Father Death.
Father Time.
He's the GOAT.
He's undefeated. He's never lost. Father Time has never lost. Forgive Khabib and John Jones. Father Time is the GOAT of all combat sports.
if you could only do one thing before you die, what's that one thing? You know, take family out of it. You know, yeah, it's not family. It's, you know, if you could do one thing, if you could go one place, if you could jump off one building, if you could, all right, I'm even going to say it, if you could shoot one person in the face. If,
oh, wow.
If you could only do one thing.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm going to help you. No former employees.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so no murders, yeah, you know, shoot them.
Man, one thing.
You know, make up with one person, talk to one person.
I know it's going to sound crazy. It's
coming from you, I would be surprised.
But I've already done it.
Then that defeats the question.
I know, but for me, I mean, look, my impact in the industry of pizza and what I've done for my career for the last 15 years, the legacy I'm leaving behind with the pizza diet and changing lives, I went and made a pizza.
I want to say this.
In the oldest pizzeria in the world last year.
Okay, that's different. Then that's not what you were saying.
I went all the way to Naples, Italy,
right,
the birthplace of pizza. I got to go to the Coliseum where, like, I live as a gladiator in real life, but I went to where real gladiators actually performed, right? The modern-day UFC, right? I mean, it was the origin of, like, what we do. We travel with these warriors and these combat, like, entertain the crowd.
If you were to fight Marcus Aurelius, the original gladiator,
I'd win by
I forget noogie. All of his names.
I'd win by noogie.
That's about the only way you would win. That's literally the only way that you know that you would win.
I would do Indian burn, or I guess that's offensive.
So that would have been a legitimate that would have been a legitimate answer if you hadn't already done it.
Yeah, but I did it. I mean, I live my fantasy. I mean,
so you could die today happy.
I'm happy, man. I've done it all, man. I mean, the only thing I would like to do for my wife is go to, like, Bali. Or Tahiti, or whatever that place is.
Tahiti?
I don't know where it is. Or where's the place where the rock is from? The Moana, the cartoon. I want to go to some island where, like, you have the huts over the water, and then
you can do that.
Bali.
Anyway. I'd like to see you in a fist fight, a legitimate.
A Bora Bora, that's it. Bora right. Bora.
Yeah, it's a little different than Tahiti.
I don't.
I would like to see you in a legitimate fist fight with Rock and all of his cousins.
The Pebble and Gravel.
No.
What are their names?
Dwayne Johnson. I would like to see you in a fist fight with Dwayne Johnson, the two tag team brothers, the big heavy set woman is a cousin. I forget what her name is. I mean, like, they're three quarters of the WWE.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you could fist fight your way through that, then I would legitimately say.
Can The Rock fight, though? I mean, he's big. He's strong.
He went in the stands once at a football game.
But can he really fight? Can he really punch? Can he really move? I mean. You know, I don't know.
Well, right now, I think he'd pay somebody to do it. That would be a stunt double.
Right.
That's where he calls Frank Trigg over.
Right.
You know, and Trigg says, well, far from stunt double, but, you know, that's his double, gets it done.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because Brock Lesnar can really fight, you know. But
he's proved that.
But he had to develop that. You know, he was a Division I collegiate wrestler. I mean, he was already great.
Well, you mentioned before, and I know we only have a minute or so left, but you mentioned that Conor McGregor is the most underrated. I think Brock Lesnar might be the most underrated. Seriously.
That's true.
I don't think anybody gave that guy the credit for what he did do. I thought he was a joke. You know, when he had that fight in L.A., and, you know, then he comes into the NFC. And,
well, that guy was the joke.
Well, that is a joke.
But that's because of that.
Phil?
Coming Phil Brooks.
Right.
CM Punk. But when you think of a scripted entertainer coming over to a real combat sport, you don't think they really have a chance.
Well, it's the same with all, you know, your wrestlers, the WWE, the WCW. People think that they're coming from a scripted, that they're not athletes, that they can't fight. You know, Ken Shamrock came from the wrestling world.
Right.
Did pretty well in the real fighting world. So it's just you never know. You look at the circus clown, Henry Cejudo, you would never think, you know, that he's a fighter. And
triple
look.
Champ. You will bend a knee to Triple C.
You're such a clown.
You will.
First of all, I won't bend a knee to anyone, ever.
I had to raise the seats up in my bench.
I'm sure you did.
He was too small. You couldn't see over the dash. I was like, hold on, Henry. Let me adjust that.
Oh, my God. You are crazy.
That's why I keep a phone book.
All right, we're going to have a special celebrity guest in studio next Wednesday.
Yes.
I have set this up. We will have a very cool athlete here at Torta Pizza. Probably he'll do the whole show, I would imagine, from 2 to 4.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I'm excited. Do I need to bring my camera?
You're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah?
He is a good dude, former wrestler.
Okay.
Former a lot of things.
Wow.
I think he's done some of, like, the guy who chases down people.
Oh, the bounty hunter?
Yeah, the bounty hunter. I think he's done some bounty hunting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's done a whole lot of stuff.
That's like John Jones, like hunting boars. Kind of tracking them down.
It's nowhere near the same. Oh, my God. All right, I want to thank everybody who tuned in. Show will be up, as it always is, when our crack IT team gets it up. But I do want to thank everybody. Big stuff coming next week and the week after. BKFC on its way. We'll have tickets. We'll have a whole bunch of stuff. Hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.